I'm Dan Klefstad. You're listening to Morning Edition. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan, or former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan, just appointed a young replacement to his seat in the General Assembly. Now Madigan is asking him to step down. Hannah Meisel has more.
Madigan on Sunday picked 26-year-old Edward Garrett Kodat to replace him in the House seat he held for more than 50 years. But on Tuesday, Madigan asked his successor to resign after only 2 days, citing a zero-tolerance policy over, quote, alleged questionable conduct by Kodat that's come to light since his appointment. Kodat has worked for Madigan's hand-picked 13th Ward Chicago alderman for the past 4 years and had done work for Madigan's political organization on Democratic legislative campaigns. Madigan selected him after an open candidate forum this past weekend. Other committeemen responsible for choosing Madigan's replacement backed alternative candidates, but Madigan had far and away the most weighted votes to make the selection on his own. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is asking for $15 million in loans for communities facing skyrocketing natural gas costs. Among the hardest hit areas have been small towns such as the village of Franklin, southwest of Springfield, which spent more than double its annual utility budget in February alone. Pritzker says he hopes the Illinois Finance Authority will approve his low interest proposal this week.
Our families and our communities are proud and they're resilient. But these aren't problems that anyone should have to tackle alone. The state of Illinois will not leave our people out in the cold.
The governor also says he's hoping for federal assistance for rising power costs, a discussion prompted by the disaster in Texas. Hospitalizations and positivity rates for COVID-19 decreased for the 13th straight week in Illinois. Capital News Illinois reports the state fully vaccinated about 4.6% of its population. A New York Times database shows Illinois is last of the 50 states in percent of population that received 2 doses. It stands in 22nd place for administering at least 1 dose. 150 Northern Illinois auto workers are losing their jobs at the Stellantis assembly plant in Belvidere. Stellantis is the parent company of Jeep. The Detroit News cites falling sales of the Jeep Cherokee, which is built at the plant. A spokesperson says the facility is rebalancing its staffing levels and realigning production to deal with falling demand. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Leah Lerner. 2 people are dead after their vehicle turned into the path of a moving train in Pulaski County. Troopers say a preliminary investigation shows the vehicle was turning west from Highway 51 onto a private drive at McIntosh Lane in Pulaski County late Tuesday morning. The driver of the vehicle pulled onto a rail crossing directly in the path of a northbound CN railroad train. The train struck the vehicle and pushed it approximately 1/2 mile before coming to a stop. The driver and passenger of the vehicle were both pronounced deceased at the scene by the Pulaski County coroner. Their identities had not been released pending family notification. Republican Darren Bailey made a stop in Marion yesterday, kicking off his campaign for governor. WSIU's Benji Jeffords reports.
After announcing his campaign for governor Monday night, Darren Bailey hit the campaign trail Tuesday, stopping in Marion, Highland, and Bloomington. The former state representative and current state senator says Illinois is losing people because of bad decisions and unbalanced budgets from Springfield.
Illinois is hurting, and it doesn't have to be like this. We need the same kind of common sense that I learned, and I know many of you learned, on the farm, on my family farm. You don't spend more than you have. You don't charge your customers, and you don't charge your taxpayers more than they can afford. You tell the truth when something's wrong, and then you work hard to fix it.
Bailey says if elected, he will demand a budget that freezes spending and will exclude tax increases. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.
Bailey will face Paul Schimpf in the GOP primary next year. I'm Leah Lerner.